Interviews on The Fan are presented by the Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company is now available at your favorite Walmart.
That's probably pretty good, Cody. I mean, how many walls can you sell?
You need to get out more, Mac.
What?
Honey Smoked Salmon, now available at Walmart.
So they don't sell walls.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. We're now going to go right to the phones, where we're going to talk to the most popular member of the staff out at Colorado Clays, Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Well, that was quite an introduction. Thank you.
Well, you know, we like you best. We don't care what JR and Doug think. All they want to do is send me pictures of fish when I can't get out. So
right. Well, I know. They do seem to rub that in a lot.
They do, you know. But, you know, they're great guys. Although, Doug's getting a little anxious about dove season. I know he's still coming on with some things he had done. So hopefully that works out. But
yeah.
But let's, you know, I want to talk about getting ready for hunting season. Before we get that even though, you guys do a ton of fundraisers, Corey. I mean, people want to have a fundraiser for their group. I've been out at your place several times and broadcast from there when you had like the 4-H out there with their shooting club and things like that. Now, I'm sure you put these fundraisers up so people know how busy you're going to be if you're having them, but there's also an opportunity in those for just people who want to come out and compete a little bit, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. We have a few coming up in particular that that are open to the public, that are great causes. I've got one Saturday, the 28th of July, Shooting for a Cure. And this hits home locally. You know, we're right outside of the city of Brighton off of Interstate 76. And this shoot will be supporting an officer that has been diagnosed with breast cancer. And her fellow officers have arranged this shoot and opened it up to the public to try to raise some much-needed funds to support her and her family while she's kind of, you know, down and out with treatment and whatnot. So that's coming up. That's on our website. But we really love putting together events for, you know, local charities, or, you know, groups such as that, you know, the money goes to some neat cause. And, you know, they're all local. They live around us. So we love helping plan those.
Well, you know, the one you just mentioned, you take now, here's a way you go out, do some shooting and have some fun. I assume it's probably sporting clays, or is it skeet or trap? Or
this one coming up is sporting clays. It's a round of 100 on the sporting clays course.
And then you, of course, have the different skeet and trap and wobble trap and the rifle and pistol ranges. But when people put these together, now here's, you got a first responder, somebody who's, you know, important to the community, but also breast cancer. And Karen can tell you that breast cancer has touched a number of our acquaintances and friends. And just like I've had some gentlemen that I know that have had some bouts over the last few years, it's just something I think that word puts a little bit of a fear in all of us. And when we can go out and have some fun, support a first responder, and also money towards a cure for cancer, I don't know how you could come up with a better combination, Corey.
Yeah, no, I know. We're really excited about this one. And, you know, we're just a public shooting range, and we are blessed to have a lot of regular guests and customers that we see quite often. And when somebody that we know is ailing or, you know, something that hits home, we really like to get behind them and whatever it is and help support it. So I know this is going to be a great event, and it's on our website. So if anybody wants more information about the time and price and all that good stuff, it's on our website. So,
and you have a lot of these events, like you said. And, you know, here's a lot of people. Like, I know you have leagues for your different shotgun events, and you have different events and tournaments and things. But when you can get, you know, these are more fun, even though there's definitely competition. You get to compete a little bit, and the overall entrance, the people who are shooting, maybe aren't just the top-level trap or skeet or clay shooters in the state. You get all walks of life, and you get a little camaraderie, and it's kind of a fun way to compete, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. These are definitely fun shoots, and what I like about these is, you know, we have the regulars, and they're good shots, but, you know, these type of days are just fun, and they're always willing to help new shooters. We try to squad the group such that, you know, maybe you have a person that hasn't shot sporting clays before, but they've handled a shotgun, and they're comfortable. They just don't know the game. So the people that are, you know, usually experienced are more than happy to help introduce other people to the sport and support a great cause at the same time.
A lot of them like me to be on their team because I make them look good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit. You know, we had a big first hour talked about big game hunting and the new draw system and things like that. We've got a lot of hunting coming up. We mentioned just a few minutes ago that dove season is right around the corner. We've got pronghorn season. We're going to have the elk seasons and the waterfowl and all that coming up. And I know you see this over and over and over again, where people show up a week or two before they're going hunting. They haven't shot their gun since last hunting season. First, they're not very proficient. They're not very confident. They're not ready to hunt. And something's wrong, and they might not have time to get it fixed. Do you see that a lot?
Well, we do see it a lot. And it's interesting you say that, because we actually had our first guest this week come out and start the process of sighting in their rifle. And it occurred to me that hunting season was coming right up soon. So, yeah, planning ahead is great. Obviously not waiting till the last minute. And, you know, we're blessed. We do really get busy when we start to close in on the opening of all the different seasons. And it gets really busy here. So, you know, the sooner you can start that process, the better. And right now on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7, we leave the rifle range open early, and the range fee is half price. So it's $10 instead of $20. So not only are you starting early, but you're saving some money too.
Well, and you know, I have a mantra. It's don't get ready to go hunting, stay ready. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not only a big game. You want to be confident that what your abilities are so you make ethical shots. You want to know your gear is working right. You want to have your gun zeroed in with the ammunition you're going to shoot with. You just need to go through those details. You may want to change and try some different ammunition, and you might have to go through a process to get it where you want it to be. And also, there's a safety factor. I mentioned this in the first hour. Firearms, I'm a firearms owner. I'm a believer in owning and having firearms and hunting, target shooting, self-defense. But you handle a firearm much safer if you're familiar with it and you're not thinking or getting distracted by it. And you make better shots because you're confident. Now, another thing getting ready for big game at your place is the fact that you can shoot from a multiple of different positions at your rifle range.
Right. So one important thing to mention is you can shoot prone. And we also allow muzzle loaders on the range, which is, you know, kind of unique. So we get a lot of calls about that leading up. So, yeah, definitely being able to shoot prone. Like you said, shooting, you know, another important thing is shoot in the clothing that you're going to be wearing, because sometimes, you know, that changes things too. So, yeah, the more time you spend getting ready, there's nothing worse, I hear, than somebody saving up money to go on a big important shoot, whether it's, you know, in Alaska or Wyoming or something, and then not having a successful hunt because they were ill-prepared.
Yeah, either they weren't ready to make the shot, or their firearm malfunctioned, or their scope mounts were off.
Yep.
I mean, you have to check all those things out. And I want to switch to the shotguns a little bit, too, because dove season is around the corner, and I firmly believe that dove season was created by the ammunition manufacturers to sell to sell more shotgun shells, at least in my perspective it is. But too many people use dove as a warm-up for the other bird hunting, where doves themselves are a great game, and you really do need to come in, and you've got all the different venues of shotgunning there, so no matter what type of bird hunting you do, you can get them ready for that those shotgun seasons,
right,
too.
So we do have the two wobble traps, which we, you know, I think are a great warm-up for doves or whatever the case may be. And, yeah, so that's a great way to warm up for doves. We have two of those. They're combo fields. They also throw skeet, too. So we can put together a good variety of a target presentation on there. So a lot of people will come out and use that for warm-up as well.
How much does it cost to shoot trap or skeet?
For a round of 25 targets, it's $7.50.
You know, I've talked to you and Doug about raising that price. You know, it's embarrassing how little you charge. But you know what? You guys are great people, too. No memberships needed. You just, you know, can you check and see if there's a, just show up, or do you call? How do you check if there's availability?
Well, periodically, we will have a closure, not too often, but on part of the ranges if we have like a big fundraiser like we do coming up. But generally speaking, you don't need reservations to shoot, and we're open 6 days a week from 9 to 5. We're closed on Tuesdays. And I will just do one more quick mention that on Wednesday evenings, we stay open until 7. We'll do that till the end of August. And the other part about Wednesday evenings that's neat is we leave the Sporting Clays course open. And it's really fun to shoot Sporting Clays in the late afternoon or early evening. It's really pretty out. And so that's you know, just the one night a week. Right now, we stay open later until 7.
All right. And do you post JR's day off on the site so people can avoid him?
We try not to give JR any days off.
Well, that's probably a good idea. Keeps him out of the public. That's
true,
probably a good idea. Corey, how do they find out? ColoradoClays.com?
ColoradoClays.com.
Hey, great people, great place. And you're just 15 minutes from downtown Denver, really. So,
yep, not too far.
All right. Thanks, Corey.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. That's
Bye.
Corey Kraft from Colorado Clays. Just great people. You know, we tease each other because they're fun people to be around. They just enjoy life and they want their family oriented out there. They even have a playground. You don't have to have a reservation. You don't have to be a member. You just stop by and just go out and kick the tires. Look around. Even if you don't want to shoot, just want to check it out. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer.
Catch the fresh fish buzz with Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company. It's low in calories, a top 10 superfood, a protein, and it's a heart healthy alternative to energy drinks and snacks.
True, true.
Mac, what you doing with that oversized baseball glove?
Oh, this, Cody?
Are you trying to catch the fresh fish buzz again?
Maybe.
The Honey Smoked Fish Company. Available at Safeway, King Supers, Costco Business Centers, and now at Walmart.